A call to action. Shall we not, as a people, awaken to our responsibility? Shall we not manifest our love for God and our fellow men by giving of our means to carry forward the work for this time, while the way is still open for work to be done? The principles of Christ's love demand action. When this appeal shall come to you, let no one show his lack of faith by objecting to send the money raised to the place where it is most needed. Let no one raise an unbelieving hand to say that money shall not be sent to the Sydney Sanitarium. Do not conspire to quench the spark of benevolence. Rather, unite to fan it to a strong, steady flame. All the money is the Lord's, and we now call upon our people in Australia to unite in carrying to a successful completion the work on the Sydney Sanitarium. The light given me is that this work can and must be done. Let not the work on the sanitarium be hindered for lack of means. Let not this institution stand unfinished as a reproach to our churches. Let those to whom the Lord has given the talent of means help to accomplish this work. Carry the work through in the name of the Lord. Let all our people arise and see what they can do. Let them show that the Spirit of God is moving them to action. As you consider the situation, return to the Lord His own in gifts and offerings. The love of Christ demands your offerings. He whose heart is filled with the love of Jesus will behold in every fellow being a memorial of the love expressed by Christ for the human race. This love will cause their gratitude to flow forth in words and deeds of mercy and benevolence. Receiving and giving, they work in harmony with Christ's example. The love expressed on Calvary should be revived, strengthened, and diffused among our churches. Shall we not do all we can to give power to the principles which Christ brought to this world? Shall we not strive to establish and give efficiency to the benevolent enterprises which are now called for without delay? Christ's believing people are to perpetuate His love. This love is to draw them together round the cross. It is to divest them of all selfishness and bind them to God and to one another. Meet around the cross of Calvary in self-sacrifice and self-denial. As you stand before the cross and see the royal Prince of Heaven dying for you, can you seal your heart saying, "No, I have nothing to give"? God will bless you as you do your best. As you approach the throne of grace, as you find yourself bound to this throne by the golden chain let down from heaven to earth to draw men from the pit of sin, your heart will go out in love for your brethren and sisters who are without God and without hope in the world. God, help us to feel that now, just now, is our time and opportunity to work for the Master. As we see the love that has been shown for us, shall not our love be awakened and enlarged, so that nothing will seem too much for us to do for God? Let us do something, and do it now. Let us arouse from our apathy, and, catching the inspiration of God's love, work as never before for the Master. Let everyone now do his duty, laboring actively with Jesus Christ. A life beautified with holiness is not a life of idle contemplation, but a life filled up with earnest work for the Master, whose light shineth more and more unto the perfect day. As Seventh-day Adventists, we have a work to do in witnessing for Christ. If indeed the Lord is coming, it is time to sell what we have and give alms. It is time to put out your money to the exchangers, time to place every dollar you can spare into the treasury of the Lord, that institutions may be erected for the education of workers who shall be instructed as were those who attended the school of the prophets. If the Lord comes and finds you doing this kind of work, He will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter Thou into the Joy of Thy Lord. Mrs. E. G. White.